This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tan, rested, and ready for another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, live from the state capital, Bismarck, North Dakota, where the state Senate has just gaveled in. I actually have the audio of that as well available to us, because it might get fired up there. And we'll check in from time to time on the Senate debate. There'll be a couple of amendments going on. I can give you the special session in a nutshell in a moment, and I will, on what exactly is happening. That's why we're here, three-day special session to balance the state budget, and we'll be joined by a lot of folks right smack dab in the middle of it today on the program, including the House Majority Leader Al Carlson, Republican from Fargo, Governor Jack Dalrymple, Senate Minority Leader Senator Max Schneider. They'll all be here. Congressman Kevin Cramer, because it's Wednesday, we have the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're going to do that a little bit early this week because of the special session. We bumped Kevin up till 9:30, so he'll be here at the bottom of the hour. Congressman Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. A shortened edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall, so get those questions in right now. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline that we answer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 855-200-1776. You can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-200-1776. Press extension 1 to leave a message, or 2 to chat with us live on the air when we're on the air. But if you want your questions in now for any of those guests, for that matter, but certainly for the Talk Radio Town Hall, get them in right now, and we'll get right to them with Congressman Cramer at the bottom of the hour. The reason I am tan is I was at the State Fair last week. Yes, I picked up a little color. I love it. Just a beautiful week we got going here this week again, too. Very nice. I'm rested because I stayed at the Expressway Inn and Suites last night. That's right. Mark and Debbie Dosh run some of the greatest hotels in our great state of North Dakota, and I love the Expressway Inn, Expressway Suites over there on the Expressway. They do a very nice job. So I'm well rested because I got a great night's sleep, as I always do. And, of course, Mark Dosh is a representative for a short while before he retires. But a good example of a citizen legislator, public servant, business owner, and serving here in the legislature. And he threw folks for a little bit of a wrench yesterday and said, you know what, why are we raiding this fund and that fund? Let's just cut a little bit more. Let's just go to 5.X% and do that. So we'll talk a little bit about that today on the program, too, coming up. One other programming note, it's actually not a programming note, but just a personal note. Julie Fedorchik is a regular guest of ours on the program. She's a Public Service Commission member. And we appreciate what she does on the PSC. She's just a good person, in addition to being obviously a good member of the PSC. And she lost her father, Dwayne, not long ago, and more recently, her mother, Doris. And the funeral for Doris will be at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. Monsignor Tom Richter, who I saw bright and early this morning, looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed as always, will be the celebrant, and that'll be happening today. They'll have burial at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery in Mandan. I just want to remind the many, many friends of the Lifford family that that is happening today, 11 a.m., at the cathedral. I was just reading the obituary of Doris, and I was thinking about how many other folks like Doris are in our audience. And, you know, her parents were Norwegian immigrants trying to scratch out a living on the dry western North Dakota prairies during the Great Depression. She was the youngest of three, the only girl. She learned to cook, sew, can, and defend herself against her brothers. Use her imagination and make do with very little. Despite the hardships of those early years, she considered her humble childhood one of her greatest blessings. A 1948 partial high school graduate. Gosh, I tell you what. And, of course, right after they were married to her husband, Dwayne, he was stationed in the Army. And I just a great story. This day and age, I think we tend to want more and more stuff. You know, we want not a three-stall garage. We want a four-stall garage. We want not one home, but two or three. And we want a longer vacation and a better vacation and a nicer car and a bigger ring and all those things. And I am a the kind of person who's been down that road many times in my 51 years, so I'm not trying to be holier than thou. I am also one that doesn't think we ever should apologize for prosperity, because I think when people use their God-given talents to make things, do things that bring them prosperity, the vast majority of those folks share it mightily and do great things with their wealth, and I never believe anybody should apologize for it. But we just kind of are a society that wants more and more and more. And you hear a story like that, you know, growing up in the Great Depression, and cooking and sewing and canning and making do with very little, and then look back on it all and say, not, oh, that was terrible, it was awful, but rather say, it's my greatest blessing. Among my greatest blessings, to have had that upbringing and those hard times. There's lessons in that, folks. There are lessons in that in a life lived well, without question. So, Doris Lifrig, 85, rest in peace. Praying for the repose of her soul, and also reminding the friends of the Lifrig clan that that funeral is today. So, just wanted to do that before we get rolling on the program. Okay, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I want to get sizzling today as quick as we can because we have so much things going on. I'm going to give you the special session in a nutshell, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about the latest Donald Trump controversies, two of them that have to do with babies and Purple Hearts. And then we'll just get cranking here, and we'll continue this with Congressman Cramer at the bottom of the hour as well. The bottom line on the special session is there's not a lot of heavy lifting going on here. I think, honestly, what's happening is there's just enough in the way of cuts and reductions and trimming to be able to get the balance. They're literally leaving $28,000 in the ending fund balance, $28,000, which against the North Dakota federal budget is the equivalent of lint, okay? So there's not a lot of room there. I'm going to speak truth to power here, and I'll ask all of our guests about this. It smacks a little bit of, you know, not wanting to ruffle any feathers so as to cause anybody any troubles in the November election. That's why I kind of think Mark Dosh might have the right idea to say, I don't know that it's enough. That's the question everybody's whispering. Is it enough? I hear other people saying, wait a minute. This is the right way to do it. You can't do a heavy lift in a 3-day session. You know, just do what you need to do and then get it to the session, and the session will deal with this and before. So that's kind of what's going on here. But, rainy day accounts are no more. And there's also some talk about the new revenue forecast being a little rich. Those are kind of the uncomfortable questions, and we'll ask them. I will again tell you that we're blessed that the Republicans who run businesses, who know what it means to sign the front of a payroll check as much as the back of a government check, you know, they're the ones you want doing this. You want conservatives doing this. Okay, because they're going to make sense of it. Now, the Democrats are going to make a little hay about where some of the cuts have been made, and I don't totally understand why, for instance, long-term care would be taking a hit, for instance, where there's a federal match. So if we take away a state dollar that is matched with a federal dollar and it provides for long-term care to balance a budget, why? Right? Those are the things I think that could be fixed a little bit. And that's what you're going to hear a lot about from the Democrats. They're going to use this to say, restore this program, restore this program. All the usual rhetoric. Those Republicans, they don't care about old people. They don't care about seniors. They don't care about long-term care, you know, the recovery programs. You're going to hear a lot about that. And I'm not sure exactly. First of all, I reject that, but they've been given some ammo from some of these things. So that's kind of where it's at in a nutshell. Not a lot of us is going to change between now and the end of the special session. It'll happen tomorrow. Quickly on Donald Trump, my two cents. First on the baby. Have you ever been in church and had a baby squeal and the parents decide rather than take that child out, they don't want to miss anything in the sermon, so they're going to make sure you miss everything in the sermon, and you get a little frustrated and you get a little agitated? I'm guessing that's what was going on with Donald Trump and the baby, because, you know, he first made the comment about, if you missed this, there was a baby that was being a baby. That's what they do at a rally. I'm not sure a baby belongs at a rally, but I think it's kind of cute because sometimes presidential candidates kiss babies, and there's a long tradition there, and maybe that's what the parents were hoping for, that money moment. Anyway, first says, oh, cute, no, don't worry about the baby, I love the baby. And then he later says, could you take the baby out? Everybody's blowing that up. Okay? That's controversy number one. Number two, the Purple Heart. You have a hero that earned a Purple Heart. Give Donald Trump a Purple Heart. He talks about it later, recognizes the individual by saying, you know, can you believe this, what I've been given, this gift? That's incredible, and this is the easy way to get one. I take that as a recognition this guy bled for that Purple Heart. Not that he was being flippant about it, but they're tying it to his deferments. And here's the deal. We've gotten into the stupid season, and this is going to continue August, September, October, right up till Election Day. Because the media and the Democrats don't want to talk about $20 trillion in debt, a porous border, or our Constitution being shredded by the Supreme Court. An enemy we can't even call by name. We've got much bigger fish to fry, ladies and gentlemen, this small ball. It's ridiculous. That's my take. I want yours at 800-228-0550.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door, a handshake accompanied by a warm hello, full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local County Extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Best ideas on this program come from our listeners. And over the last 10 days or so, there's been some discussion about the movie Hillary's America. And now people need to go see this. I don't disagree. But I think it really doesn't do me a lot of good to go to Hillary's America for any other reason other than reinforcing the idea that I wouldn't vote for the woman on a bet. And she would be a very, 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 very dangerous president for the United States as president, right? So we kind of cooked up. We started talking about that, come up with different ideas. And somebody said, invite Heidi Heitkamp to go. Why don't you invite the senator to go? I said, I will. I mean, I'm sure she would, but I will. And I sent her a note and said, would you go? And, you know, I understand you maybe wouldn't like a lot of it, but we can just talk about what you think is right, what is wrong, what is factual, what's not factual, you know, whatever. And I'd return the favor and go to a movie you think I ought to see. Anyway, she sent me a nice note saying, hey, you know, I honestly would go with you, but something to that effect, but the schedule's not going to allow it this week. We're going to do it tonight at Bismarck, and I'm working on one in Fargo, 7 o'clock at the Grand Theater. And one thing we've done, thanks to an anonymous patriot, is come up with a way for people who wouldn't otherwise go to go. And that could be for any number of reasons. I don't want to make this about, you know, the pocketbook, but just that, you know, maybe empowering you to bring somebody who might be on the fence, right? And their ticket will be paid for. We'll do that for like, you know, 20 folks. There'll be an anonymous patriot there. You'll be paying for folks who I'll have my name tag on. Okay. So just look for, I'll wear a green and white polo shirt with a name tag and come up to me and say, hey, I brought somebody that, wasn't going to come, and I'll get you right to the right person, okay? And otherwise, invite somebody you think needs to see this and just say, let's go have some fun, okay? And we will. I mean, I'm not up after a busy day of, you know, people yelling at each other or anything like that. Don't feel like it's going to be about berating anybody. It's just going to be a conversation, really a conversation, okay? So some very sweet people, Laurel and Bill Twite from up at Hazen, actually did a little canvassing and found a location real nearby, Kroll's Diner. We'll go to Kroll's Diner after the movie and talk about it. All right? So we'll do the movie at 7, Grand Theater, and then we'll head over to Kroll's Diner after and just have a civil conversation, whether you like Hillary Clinton, whether you don't. For those that are concerned about it, you know, what to do after that. Just a good old-fashioned cup of coffee with North Dakotans talking about a movie. Nothing more. Okay? And, again, if you bring somebody who wouldn't otherwise go, but for you bringing them there, we'll cover the cost, okay? We'll do that for the first 20 folks tonight. Hope to see you there. Let's go to Bevan Rozo. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Bev.
You know, the problem is the Hillary Clinton campaign, they can't get anything heavy on Trump. So they have to throw mud. And they blow little things out of proportion, like this bit with the metal and with the baby. And would Hillary have allowed that baby to sit there and scream and squall and disrupt her event? I don't think so. Second, this bit with the Gold Star family. You know, there was so many things that they could have done to bring honor to their son. They could have said, you know, instead of focusing, he was a Muslim soldier. No, he was an American soldier. He served his country valiantly and unfortunately paid with the ultimate sacrifice. They didn't have to come out and turn him into a political soundbite. You know, I really wonder if he had been alive, how would he have reacted to that? I mean, it was purely political. There was nothing to, you know, honor this young man's ultimate sacrifice. And then they come out jumping at Donald Trump. Well, I'm sorry. Donald Trump is like, you know, you jump at me, I'm going to hit back.
Well, which he advertises quite clearly. He advertises quite clearly. So let me just make sure I understand your criticism of the cons. You're saying that they are dishonoring their son by using him as a political tool here at the convention. You put that on them.
Exactly. He didn't come out to honor his son. He came out to attack Donald Trump and to make a sound bite. There was so many things that could have been said. I was on Facebook last night, and Colonel West, I think he's a colonel, the black individual that was so eloquent in his speech and everything, and such a good leader. My husband served under him for several years. And he did a rebuttal to Mr. Khan that was so eloquent and so precise. If you get a chance to read that, read that. I mean, it just put it right out there. And I have to agree with everything he said. It was a political soundbite. There were so many things they could have done to honor their son, and instead they turned it political. And I was just so saddened by that. And then they have the nerve to get upset when Donald Trump strikes back because they've, you know, tried to put a blow on him.
So here's what worries me. Here's what worries me, Bev.
All of the back and forth about non-important issues.
Okay, so what do we do about it, right? Because I hear the passion in your voice about it, and I get like that, too. I'm like, this is stupid. I mean, we're $20 trillion in debt. And by the way, if you're worried about how babies are treated, stop aborting them. Hillary Clinton is a champion of Planned Parenthood who makes the vast majority of their money ending the lives of babies, for crying out loud. So if you really want to be outraged about what happens to babies, maybe start there.
The absurdity of it also is when Hillary yells, oh, Donald is such a liar. Donald is so dishonest about this. Donald is this, that, and the other. Hillary wouldn't know the truth if it bit her in the arse. I mean, good Lord. And with Hillary, she just recently says, oh, I was completely cleared of everything, and the FBI said I did nothing wrong. I don't know what report she was looking at, but it's not the same one I and the rest of America seen, because the Trey Gowdy asked the man strictly, did she lie about this? And he says, you know, did she do this? This is what she said. No, that's not true. This is what she said about this. Is this true? No, that's not true. I mean, the woman's idea of the truth is so skewed that it has no resemblance of reality at all.
Yeah, you said earlier that she wouldn't know the truth if it hit her in the, what was it again?
In the arse.
Oh, I see. You've dusted off a term that I remember my grandma using in Cambie, Minnesota many years ago.
Yes,
it was usually,
yes.
It was usually something like get off your arse and get some, you know, like go to work.
Exactly.
But now, I figured out which part of the anatomy you were talking about now. Thank you for that, the flashback. I don't know what's in the water in Roseau, Minnesota, but I want some, Bev, okay?
Hey, I love listening to you guys. Talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call, and well said. And I agree with you on Alan West. I haven't seen the piece you're talking about. I have shared some of his comments lately. I got a little trouble when I said...
Oh, it was amazing. Scott, you've got to get on and find it. It has a picture of Khan, and then the other side is a picture of West. And West fired back, and it was amazing.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Bev. Yeah, I want to find
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I got a little trouble when I said I was not going to watch President Obama or Hillary at the Democratic Convention, and that was inspired by something Alan West said, and I'm with him, man, big time. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Sick of paying that landline phone bill for something you hardly ever use anymore? I was too. But I didn't want to give up the phone number our family had had for decades. OurOldNumber.com was the solution. Now when someone calls us on our home phone number, they can reach us wherever we are. There's no equipment to buy, and you don't even need the internet. And we save over $25 every month. OurOldNumber.com makes your home phone number as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
State Capitol Bismarck on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at ouroldnumber.com. Ouroldnumber.com. At home, telephone number is mighty important. That's just part of, that's like the address, right? That's just, you got to have that. You don't want to lose that number. That telephone number can always be your number. It can remain in directory assistance. You can use your cell phone for most of your personal communication. And you know, the landline becomes the cell phone line. Ouroldnumber.com takes your home telephone number and makes it as mobile as you are. It costs less than a landline, so you reduce expenses. Average home phone line is like $32. And so you got a great deal there. And a lot of the telemarketing calls are blocked. Very easy to order and set up. Anybody can do it. They have help available if you want it or need it. No equipment to install. No internet connection. And by the way, very important, no contracts or commitments. Month-to-month service, you can cancel anytime. There's no risk. And again, you still own the number. You can move it anywhere you want. Ouroldnumber.com. Ouroldnumber.com. So check it out. Give them a call. Back on What's On Your Mind, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for an abbreviated early edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, Congressman Cramer.
Hey, Scott. Hey, good. Yeah, it is a little early, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
So it's really not a matter of...
What am I hearing? I think we're picking up the feet of the Senate. Can you hear that?
Priorities.
I can.
And judging by the parties...
Sounds like a recognizable voice.
That's Max Schneider. Yeah, so the Senate debate is going on right now. We'll pick up a little bit as we go throughout the program here. But they've gaveled in, and they're debating a couple amendments that are happening right now. Congressman Cramer here to take your questions or comments. As I mentioned earlier, get them in right now at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We had a call that came in before you arrived, so let's start with that call from the 630 prefix, if you want to roll that, Manny. Let it rip.
Good morning. My question for Congressman Cramer. The rhetoric coming out of the White House, at, out of the media, the DNC, obviously attacking Trump's character and behavior and whatever. This was expected. This is what the Democrats do every election cycle. This is where they go. My question for Congressman Cramer is, you know, Mr. Obama's been pointing out or asking that the party, the Republican Party, denounce him or reject him as a nominee or as a, yeah. And so my question is does it seem to be having any traction in the House or even in Congress, as the insider or as the person there, are you hearing anything from the insiders of the party that you're even taking that seriously or in rhetoric? Thanks.
Well, of course, I'm in Bismarck, not in Washington, but I think it's...
Thankfully.
No kidding. I think it's largely rhetoric. I would tell you, though, first of all, by the way, Barack Obama's calling on Republicans to denounce their nominee will have zero impact based on whether Republicans do that or not. I do think that the lack of, I do think that the challenge to status quo establishment Republicanism, and I hate using those terms except that they're the best ones I can think of, I think that continues to be a problem. And by that I mean it's hard for some Republicans to just fully embrace Donald Trump, and by the way, consequently, it's difficult for him to fully embrace them. But it should not be lost on people that is part of what people like about Donald Trump. So while we sometimes cringe, and I use that word because I occasionally listen to him and go, oh, I wouldn't have said it that way, I wouldn't have said that, most of the time he turns out with being the guy that had the right instinct.
Here's my argument. First of all, I'm having a wrestling match too, because the con thing, I don't know why you extend that into the next week. I get, you know, that he took a cheap shot from these people, and I think they've used the death of their son for political motivation and personal motivation. It sounds like they're a family that that has made a lot of money off of different immigration visas, and right? So there's a...
Sure.
I didn't see that anywhere in the media till weeks later, but nonetheless, it is what it is. Take your shot and be done.
Right.
Right? I mean, and yet... When have his political instincts been wrong? When have they cost him to this point?
Well, that's exactly right, Scott. And but remember, we didn't endorse a politician. So he doesn't have this sort of experience of, you know, letting things move quickly, pivoting to other things. He doesn't pivot. He takes on the fight that's in front of him, and he sometimes takes it too far, maybe too long. But that said, your point is right on. When have his instincts been wrong? Remember,
I can think of one time.
Yeah.
Iowa, skipping the Fox debate. You know, might
that
have cost him
Iowa. Was a little bit of a problem.
Might have cost him that. Don't know.
We don't know, but
you know, that it seemed dumb, and it seemed like his poll numbers dipped and he didn't win. But are there others? I don't know.
Not that I can think of. I mean, the con thing, a lot of people look at it and go, oh my gosh, this is the one. Well, it turns out it's not the one. In fact, I went back and read the transcript of the ABC interview, and I'm thinking, they made a big deal out of this, and you've got to be careful, and I would say this to every Republican leader, and some of them I know very well, do not fall for the mainstream media's characterization of what happened. Go back and read transcripts.
Please.
Watch the interviews again, and you will see that he's rarely wrong on these things. And so, do I wish he had different mannerism? Yeah, but I'm from North Dakota. He's from New York.
Yeah, I think the he might not be the nominee thing is coming from Reince Priebus now, because Reince Priebus was mad about that he used language about Paul Ryan not being ready to endorse Ryan. The exact same language Paul Ryan used against him.
Okay, so here, this is a good example, again, of so many people don't get his use of satire, his cleverness. Remember the whole Russian email thing, it's like, you watched, you couldn't help but sort of smile out loud when he referenced...
Hilarious.
Right? It was hilarious.
It's part brilliant because he's bringing up her emails being
precisely,
missing again.
Precisely.
It's part having some fun and clearly sarcasm.
Yeah, and then some people decided that was him collaborating with Vladimir Putin. Like, that's a possibility.
I was watching it live, and the New York Times put out a breaking news alert within like a minute and a half of him saying that.
Sure.
Trump calls on Russians to investigate his opponent.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. but they've already done that.
But here's what bothers me. Here's what honestly bothers me. We know what the media is going to do.
Precisely.
With it. We are trying. I said the other day on the air, this is a game of addition, not subtraction. We're at a point where people that love Trump love Trump, and love Hillary love Hillary. You want the people that can't decide,
which
and that stuff
small group.
Scares them off, doesn't
that's
it?
Right. That's the problem, and that's the part of Donald Trump's inexperience in politics that perhaps handicaps him a little bit. And it's going to be more of a handicap as we get closer to the election, because you don't have the luxury of time to work these things out.
So you know a lot of these folks in the campaign. You're an energy advisor to the campaign. You've been in these meetings. Is somebody right now saying, Mr. Trump, please, we've got to. Will he not listen to that?
Well, I don't have enough personal experience with him. I've been with him, I know, four times maybe now. And I do know that there are people very high up in the campaign that point these things out. One thing about Donald Trump is he does understand the polls. He doesn't spend a lot of money taking his own polls, but he does see them, and you'll notice a response when he slips a little in the polls. You'll notice he changes a little bit, so he's not ignorant of it. But I do think he does react on impulse and instinct more often than most people who are professional politicians.
It's
but
part
remember,
of
his that's
appeal.
What
that's,
like.
That's the tough part.
Right.
It is. Clarence in Riverdale, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hi, Clarence.
Hello. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I got the same question I got for Congressman Kramer's I had a few weeks ago about the speed bump on the causeway on 83.
We've followed up with DOT on that.
Does Clarence know that we did a live? I actually called
a
live report into Congressman Kramer from that bump.
That's right.
The next day, Clarence, I was on the causeway and I called in and I said, I'm on it. Clarence is right.
Yeah.
And he said, so are we, but it's going to be a while, right?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Now, you're going to have to help me with that because we did get a response and they did through the bureaucratic process of bidding and all that stuff. The last I recall, they were waiting back for the response to those. They expect to get it done this fall. And I want to say it was like not until like November.
It was a long time.
Yeah, it was longer than you and I could do it, Clarence. But nonetheless, there was this process of RFPs and whatnot. And the response was they expect to have it fixed this fall. And I think it was November, if I recall. Or by November.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
To me, it's a hazard. You're slowing down.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
it is a hazard there.
Yeah.
So I've had trucks come up on me,
cars,
and it's just a hazard. I can't believe they're getting away with that.
Yeah, but that was the response. Scott, I think you saw it as well, the response from our inquiry to DOT and the Corps, as I recall. But, you know, Claire, you bring up an interesting point because one of the things I think that sometimes is understated, and I learned this when I was on the Public Service Commission, at hearings that were relating to crossings and things like that. The most dangerous thing you can do to the traveling public is surprise them. In other words, the expectation of the driver is, you know, the certainty of things is the greatest security of things. And so when you throw these unusual anomalies in the middle of a, you know, set 70 mile per hour speed zone, you can have real problems.
Absolutely.
Hang in there, Clarence.
Right. I agree. Thank you. Good job, Congressman Kramer.
Thanks, Clarence. Thanks for the inquiry. I mean, that really was, you're right, Scott. The next day you were there and you called in my office.
I'm with Clarence.
We were waiting for the email back from the Department of Transportation. Then we get it and it's like, what? And remember there was a bunch of bureaucratic garbledygook. I remember that about, you know.
Well, I'll get it and read it next week, Clarence, so you want the exact verbiage so you know what's going on and you know, who knows.
Maybe it was sort of straight.
Twist some arms. John Fargo, Cloverdale, big flavor hotline for Congressman Kramer. You're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just sitting back here enjoying the laugh riot that is Donald Trump and, you know, joining in with you guys and supporting his really funny way of operating. And I think I'm disappointed in the president that he criticized Donald Trump. I don't think he should have. He should just, you know, nobody should criticize. I think all the networks should not criticize. They should just, you know, understand that, you know, he's just a little casually funny sometimes and no harm done. And, you know, just quit hyperventilating and, you know, it's okay to criticize, you know, virtually every Republican that isn't in total agreement because clearly you guys are right there. So, you know, and I think you guys speak for North Dakota essentially and, yeah, Donald Trump is first rate, and I think they should just keep quiet, not any talk about, you know, him getting off the ticket or anything. Just keep him right there leading the Republican Party, and we'll just continue the laugh riot that we got going on right now.
John and Donald Trump have a lot in common in the sarcasm department, don't they?
Well, clearly, no, that was sarcasm.
That was sarcasm.
Okay, I was very confused by it. But I will say this, it is interesting that the FBI director has stated, not just accused, but with great evidence, that Hillary Clinton, the woman who Democrats fully support for president.
John's woman. John's woman. His nominee.
Yeah,
there you go, John. Right
that's
there.
Right. Who wants to bankrupt coal companies and put coal miners out of business and require farmers to drain every puddle. And that she's lied under oath to the Congress of the United States and lied to the American people. That somehow she's marvelous. She's wonderful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
FBI director.
Yeah.
But the media that you love, John, is not covering it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. Petro Serve.
USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hey guys, all the things you're saying are very interesting, and I think the biggest thing is people have to be informed and they have to inform themselves, just like you said, go back and read it. Well, that's not our American public, at least, certainly not the majority. They choose to remain ignorant, and they're going to, and you can't do it. But anyway, Donald Trump, you know, he said he made one misstep, and yes, you've seen it then, okay? We're at a point in this race for presidency. All he has to do is make one. It's all over. So somebody needs to get through to him to at least be aware. He doesn't seem to care about that.
What do you say? What do you say to that?
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that I'd say he doesn't care about it, but I would say, as we discussed earlier, his impulses oftentimes overtake you know, what could be a little bit of patience that would avoid prolonging the problem. Mistakes are going to be made, but I think the prolonging, as we've talked about, is a little bit of the problem. And the call is right on point in that you have less room for mistakes the closer you get to the election. But here today, we wake up to news that...
Hey, talk about this story, yeah. Because this is huge. This Iran story that's breaking is unbelievable.
Right. So the Wall Street Journal reported it. Now it's being sort of, you know, all over cable news today, of course, that that the United States paid $400 million to Iran, evidently as a ransom to get those four hostages back. Now, the State Department is doing backflips, trying to rein it back in and say, oh, no, that was another deal. And of course, the fact that, the $400 million is paid out in cash, that's not even, of course, not dollars, because that's illegal.
And we have photos of
and
this.
We have, yeah, we have video of, the guys with the duffel bags coming off the airplanes in Iran in January. And so so now they're doing that damage control. And, of course, you're talking about somebody who used to be the Secretary of State. And while she wasn't at the time the ransom was paid, she was part of the underlying you know, negotiation of the Iran nuclear deal that they say this is all tied into. And so it's a pretty big scandal that's breaking as we sit here, revealing that the Obama administration has now put every American abroad at tremendous risk when people realize they can get $400 million or $100 million per person if they can capture them.
I don't remember a time when the WikiLeaks folks have come out and said we have more emails coming, that more emails haven't been coming, and they have that statement out there as well. So, you know, the caller's right, but that shoe could drop a lot of ways. By the way, Congressman Kramer's kicked off a series of August Coffee with Kramer events. Yesterday, big crowds in Devil's Lake. Isn't that a nice place?
Wow, I can hardly believe it. I was nice. And I met the developers and some people I've known for a long time that are involved. Yeah, very nice.
And then
very
rugby nice. Yesterday afternoon today in Steele. I love the coffee cup fuel stop. Nice little spot there in Steele. 2 until 3 today. Tomorrow at the Brew in Dickinson from 5 until 6 Mountain. And then next week, Monday in Jamestown at the Buffalo Grill. Frying Pan in Wahpeton from 3 until 4 Buffalo Grill, Jamestown in the morning, 10 to 11 We'll mention those next week, too.
And we started off in Mayville on Monday night. That was fantastic. Neat crowd in Mayville. Good people.
We'll be up in Tioga on the 16th, and we're going to do a talk radio town hall and a coffee with Kramer combined. Do another one of those. We'll be at NASA Consulting Services in Tioga on Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m. Really looking forward to that. Back to the phones on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Congressman Kramer here for a couple more minutes on the talk radio town hall. Fred in Wing, your question, sir.
Yes, I...
Hi, Fred.
I'm calling. Thank you guys for putting me on the air. And hello, Mr. Kramer.
Hi, Fred.
And Scott. I am not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy analyst.
Sure.
And I'd like to just point something out. I heard the vice president candidate for the Democratic Party come out and start bad-mouthing you guys for not passing any money for that Zika virus down in Florida.
Sure.
Well, Hillary Clinton needs Florida.
Yeah.
So are they going to make a big deal out of that? Because you guys didn't give me any money for a virus that's secondary. And I just say, heads up, guys. I said, this is going to be a way to try to get the people in Florida to vote for the Democrats because, you know, they're going to give... put money after everything. So I just wanted to wonder what you thought about that.
Yeah, Fred, so just to clear the record, we funded in about $600 million that we had transferred from unspent dollars on previous virus fight, and then we passed a bill in the House, $1.1 billion in addition for Zika. Now, the Senate also passed the same amount of money. We passed the same amount of money, sent it back to the Senate with some policy riders that the money can't be used for certain things so we could focus it specifically on Zika. Senate Democrats, hear me carefully, Senate Democrats now filibustered that bill not once but twice. And by the way, in addition to the Zika virus funding to fight the Zika virus, both in the medical arena as well as in spraying the mosquitoes, and we've knocked down a bunch of barriers, EPA barriers that would prevent the opportunity to spray a lot of the mosquitoes and go right eradicate the problem itself. It also includes funding for the Veterans Administration and military construction. So Senate Democrats have filibustered at least twice that spending bill. They don't want to fund it. They don't like to fund these things. They like to have big omnibus spending bills negotiated at the end of the year, and then their favorite abortion provider can get all the money they want.
Yeah, isn't it something? And plus, it just seems like a political game, you know, where we would have spent more money than you would have spent. The issue is leadership in tackling a problem,
right,
isn't
it? No, that's exactly right. And if $1.1 billion doesn't cover it, you know, if we get into next summer's mosquito season, they need more, then that's why Congress is there. But we're not just going to give the president wanted a blank check. He wanted $2 billion and no strings attached, including not even have to spend it for health care or health and human services or CDC.
Okay, appreciate the call, Fred. We're out of time for this hour. And Jeff and Bismarck, Lonnie and Rugby, and another Bismarck caller, hang on. We'll take your calls off air, and we'll do a Facebook Live for folks during the break. That's right. Extending our talk radio time. Plus, Al Carlson coming up from the state capitol. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. A single young passenger, even a sibling, increases a teen's chance of a deadly crash by 44%. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting and enforcing passenger limitations for teen drivers.
Absolutely. Limit those passengers. And unfortunately, in North Dakota, we don't have that covered under one of the provisions of the graduated driver's license. So us as parents, I think, have to take control of that, set those rules, set those boundaries for teens, and don't let those teens have passengers, even siblings, in the car so they have time to drive on their own under the best conditions, which are no distractions, and just let them drive and learn how to do what they're supposed to be doing in that vehicle.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver's safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Times 5 premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.